Hello. Big Chumming. Fucking camera. Goes into a good sort of picture mode, but as soon as I turn the fucking video on, everything goes a heap darker. Which is a pain in the fucking ass. I don't know if you can see this, but I'm out in the middle of fucking nowhere. I'll just do an edit, a forward-facing picture, and then a selfie-type picture, and then the video. Yes, this is where we are. The boat ramp. And I don't know if you can see them. There's zillions of fleas, little water flea things. And there's a little yabby in there. It's hard to sort of, there's a few of them actually. Let's see if we can, where are they? There they are. Where are they? I've got to see them with my eyes and then point the camera at them. There's little yabbies in there. They're little, I don't know, keep people call them crawfish or crayfish or something. Crawdaddies. There's Jack. He likes it out in the dark. So, yeah, there's that's Artie. Oh, there he is. Right there in the centre. Was. Is. Trouble is with this light, it brings all the fucking insects. And there are millions of them. So I'm going to switch to the cheap. Hello. Kind of a thing. Yeah, they can't sort of see much. There's a couple of couple of little hand lines, a few corn fucking bits on each hook. There should be fucking heaps of fish out here. But, going back to I'm going to have to joined three or four videos together, but here we are out in sort of Western Bumfuckistan. And yeah, it's quite a night. And there are millions of mosquitoes. There's fucking millions of them. And yeah, you have to sort of cover yourself with they're just fucking everywhere. You have to go swimming in sort of insect repellent to keep them off you. But yeah, I thought with the cats, the see, the way I was brought up, it was like you had to sort of survive the psychos, basically. And yeah, it was hard going. Very hard going. Different hardnesses in different ways. And so by the time I was, you know, I was about 22 to 23, I was just so damaged from just the parental craziness, just insane, you know. And then a little bit of drug use, you know, smoking dope on occasions, you know, mostly, in order to not be another teenage suicide statistic. And then that ran out, and then got, you know, all the fucking injuries from, you know, one in particular, a high-speed motorcycle crash, which just 170 k's an hour is nothing to sneeze at, you know what I mean? It's very hard. And the fucking mosquitoes, and the light attracts them. Oh, they're fucking flying in their fucking ears and everything, cunts. And what happened was Yeah, so, you know, there's no way I could have held down a career type job. Just fucking marriage, you know, relationship and raising a family. There's no fucking way in the world I could have done it. Just too fucking damaged, you know. And so here am I, you know, a few decades later. And I've come to see that my relationships with my cats are actually very, very, very good. They're people in their own right, their own creatures, their own sort of socialisation and understandings and perceptions, and they can communicate. They can tell me what they want, where they need to go, you know, can you open the door for me, all this sort of, you know, let me in, let me out sort of stuff, you know what I mean? And one thing they do like is going for walks together at night, you know. And that's a family sort of, you know, you take the kids for a walk down the park during the day, you take the cats for a walk down the park at night, you know what I mean? Down the street and down the park, you know. And they really enjoy that as a family activity, you know. And togetherness, you know. And one of the things that came through today was that, you know, if I'm going to be a father to these cats, it's really necessary to participate in things together as a family. Don't just sit there staring at the computer all day and letting them in and out and in and out and in and out, you know what I mean? Take them places, do things, you know? You know? And participate in life as a family. God, there's fucking hundreds of the little cunts. And, yeah, so I thought tonight is a perfect night. You know, take them off into fucking Never Never Land, and all four of us are going on a family expedition where I'm, you know, going to do a bit of fishing, and the cats are getting to go, you know, fucking running around at night for, say, maybe an hour or whatever. And when they all start coming back, and, yeah, I thought, well, you know, Jack's pretty trained in coming when he's called. Peanuts and RD, they're pretty good. But I've never had all three of them together. You know, loading them off into a fucking car. Or loading them up into a car together, you know what I mean? It's different if you just got Jack by himself, or... RD tends to be very, very sort of sensitive. And RD's, you know, he's pretty good too, you know. But, yeah. God. Well, the good thing is, the only thing is I've got a heap of medical shit coming in from China. And the Chinese are real cunts at fucking, you know, having rubbery finishing lines, you know. They say, well, guaranteed 12 days delivery, you know. And then when I bought it, it says, well, it's now 14 days. And then that's 14 days, not including fucking weekends and public holidays. And so instead of everything arriving in Australia from around about the 26th or 27th of January, it's now looking like, you know, the fucking 8th of February. So that fucks up, you know, a big trip. And, you know, it's just like, fuck, you know. Then you get fucking people on eBay who want to use couriers, and then instead of, you know, dropping it off at the pick, instead of telling me that beforehand, or it could be fucking Australia Post doing it, instead of dropping it, you know, bring it to my place, say fucking take it to the pickup point, and then I've got to fucking, you know. That's life. Well, I might go get the fishing lines and cast a little bit further out. Because that's the thing about these sorts of places is there's lots of little things in the water and they will just nibble the bait off. And then, you know, after 5 or 10 minutes there's nothing left on the hook and you've got a bare hook sitting in the water, you know. And no fish bites, so you can't sort of sit here for hours going, oh, well, geez, I wonder where the fish are. But, yeah. Oh, Jax. Where are you? You go look. It's a fucking great night, and it's good night to take the cats out. So, yeah. So it's not a bad deal, you know what I mean? God. So, you know. And the fucking trouble is if you have the light on, any sort of strong light, it just attracts the fucking mosquitoes for miles. And you're in a cloud, you know, like there'd be, say, a metre by a metre by a metre, you know, or 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot. And there's like, you know, 1,000 fucking 500 mosquitoes in it, you know, you're fucked. This is what I'm using for bait. Oh, it's because it's like, you know, it's a little can. You know, we can keep two or three in the car. So you've always got fresh bait. God. I think the issue might be that there's too much food round. Nice night. There's a full moon up there. Yeah, so the cats run around at daytime, at night time, and I run around during daytime, so we're having a interspecies family day. This is their morning run round in the park. I hope they're cooperative when it comes to sort of give them about an hour of running round, and then they'll want to come in for some water and food and shit. And living where we live, you know, there's lakes and rivers and all sorts of things. And they're very cautious about snakes. I wouldn't, you know, if a cat gets bitten and dies, that's just how it goes, you know what I mean? You know, and I don't have a fucking You know, I don't have a lot of money to spare, you know, for antivenin and the vets at, you know, 10 o'clock at night or something. I could, but I wouldn't like to, you know. But snakes are a part of life. And they're out hunting tonight as well, so. But you can't sort of say, well, you can't exclude the two. You know, cats and snakes are just, that's how they fucking go. So it's good having a little family fucking time. You know, a little bit of family time together. Nice, a bit of a breeze. Bit of a breeze. Hello.
Which one's you? Me? Where are you? Hello, Jax. Let me come back in. There you go. Yeah. Go. In you go. Yeah. In you go. Good boy.
It's like some sort of Bugs Bunny cartoon. Well, I might go get these fucking, might go cast a little bit more. And see if I can catch something. This is a catch. There you go. Up here. Well, half a dozen, anyway, at this time. So I appreciate that, Pat. Come on. Maybe I've seen something for you up here. I know I've seen everybody, Marty before. They had control. No, it doesn't. seconds. See, people don't believe that. That cats are quite the sort of... Good boy. Good boy, Jack. They like... doing family shit together. Hello. Good. Let's round them up. Get them all back in the car. Critters. Fuck. Not fucking with the phone, Ossifer. Fucking with your torch. That'll do. Yeah, don't get luxury. You don't have the luxury of whining, cat. You're a good cat. Yeah. Oh, well, fuck, you don't need to see me. Maybe you do. Oh, well, I hope that works. Because the screen lights up. Is Peanut being a fucking arsehole? No, he's not, he's just himself. Shut up, you're not dead. knock it off. Bloody, ugh. Yeah, well, John, shut up. Those bloody cats. Jack just comes into the car. And he just comes in and sits down, sort of RD will be cool. Oh, fuck off. Bloody RD can be picked up and put in the car, and he'll stay there when he's told to, and not make a run for the door. And darling little bloody Peanut is a special one. He's a bit of a Down syndrome sort of cat, you know. And sort of, you know. It's just sort of, he's just wired. And he's just wired up in the head a bit different, you know. Or when he's looking loud, when he's out, let out for the night, he, he will run around all night, you know, and then come back when the sun's up the next day. And you know, so going out to the lake with him was good, but you know, he didn't want to come in because he just wanted to sort of, it's not really hot, but it's fairly warm and fairly fucking humid, you know. And you know, so you know, I'm going to go to pick him up, he'll just run off 10 metres and I'll go after him and he goes another 10 metres and lays down, you know. And finally I catch him and then I find that I can't stand up. And, you know, fuck, I finally get up on my feet, you know, without toppling over. And, go to put him in the car, and then the cunt, just before I get the door closed, he bolts for the fucking door. And then the shit starts up of trying to catch him again. And this time I sort of coaxed him into it, you know, sat down near the back of the car where I could grab onto something to get up off the ground. And when he came close, I just grabbed him and fucking threw him in the car, you know, and said, you know, I wasn't going to kill him, but I just said, you fucking stay right there, you know, rah! You know, bolting for the fucking door, you know, that shit, you know. I don't have all night, and I don't have the fucking strength or the wherewithal to go fucking chasing a cat all night multiple times. So he stayed put, and, yeah, so that was good. Now, I finally got three cats rounded up and in the car. So the story about herding cats is not quite true. It depends on your essential character and how you sort of socialise them and the sort of training and expectation that you put on them, you know. You know, sometimes, you know, you got a lot of free fucking range, you know. Got a lot of free range around the farm, you know. and you know, don't walk across the fucking computer keyboard, you know, never get up on that desk. That's about it, you know, and you know, don't be too tempted to a bit of self-service if I leave a bit of fucking meat out, you know. And that's about it. Aside from that, they're really brilliant cats, you know. But there was a few moments there where I just thought, don't fuck me around, you know. Because if, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I was just so tired and fucking just, you know, I'll fucking shoot you type levels of just had enough type stuff, but you know, and I didn't want to fucking leave him out by the lake and then drive all the way home, you know. I thought, that's, you know, you don't do that to your family, you don't do that to your critters, you know. So I sort of persisted. I just didn't want to persist, you know, until 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. I wanted to get home, you know. I don't want to be a fucking social worker for a wayward cat, you know. Come on, Porsche, get in the car and away we go. Not this fucking chase him all around the bloody lake. Shit all night. So, you know. But that's good, you know. Grabbed him, threw him in, yelled at him, stay there or I'll bloody hit ya, you know. You stay right there. Yes. And yeah, good cat. You're a good big man now, aren't you? You're gorgeous. You're a good big man. I was talking to a neighbour, and this guy doesn't, he won't do much with himself or do much with his life, you know what I mean? And so he tends to think anything that he hears is great, great fucking great pearls of wisdom, and you know, he should go tell everybody what else I said, you know? So a friend of his came over for a few days, and I looked at this guy, and he sort of looked like his parents drank too much, like he's got a bit of fetal alcohol syndrome, you know, a little bit of Down syndrome, you know. So I said to this guy, I said, your friend looks like he's, you know, a bit of a Down syndrome sort of kid, you know what I mean? And, you know, so... You know, that was just between me and him, you know, you don't sort of, that's, you don't diminish other people in their own eyes by saying so-and-so reckons this about you, so-and-so reckons that about you, you know, that sort of shit, you know, you fucking keep it to yourself. And so when he said, oh, I told him that you reckoned he looks like he's a fucking Down syndrome, you know, and, I said, don't you have a fucking any sort of sense of tact and diplomacy, you know? You know, don't you have any fucking wherewithal that, you know, just, there's things you just fucking keep to yourself and you keep your trap shut, you know what I mean? And you don't, if I said something about somebody, you don't fucking go tell them what I fucking said, you know. Not only is it just rude and disrespectful to him, it's also disrespectful for fucking me, you know. Like, don't spread things I say to the people I say them about, you know. And so anyway, yeah, so I went on a fishing expedition, took me boys, and it wasn't too bad picking them up, get at the end, gathering the cats, and into the car and taking them home, it was pretty good. I had a good time. We had a bit of a walk around, So, yeah. And despite being really tired and fucking dizzy and all sorts of shit, I gathered the last one up and fucking got him in the car. Said, you fucking stay put, They got in the car and they didn't dare fucking try and make a run for the door. Which is how it should be. You don't have to have a lot of hard rules for cats, but you've got to have some hard rules, Otherwise they'll never get in the car and they'll be fucking running around all night and you'll never get fucking home, with a cat full of cars, or a car full of cats. So anyway, yes, a nice night trip. I haven't seen any kangaroos yet, but I think I know where I could drive and a bit of a diversion and shit, and might see a few, but yeah, it's a funny season this. Well, I'm gonna fucking end this.